Number 60. The polluter. Not everyone who studies an ecosystem is ecstatic about protecting it. Edward is concerned with efficacy. He doesn't care what his chemical company effectuates vis-à-vis the environment. He only worries about whether an action is efficacious, and that means, does it result in an economy for the company? Edward is an effeminate and effusive man. He is economical, making him an ideal employee for this particular company. His boss finds him very effective and full of effervescence. Other people find that he has an exceptionally large ego. They find his egoism and egotism annoying. His boss agrees that he is egotistical and egocentric, but Edward is an exceptionally efficacious worker, so he is prepared to tolerate it. Even people who dislike Edward admit that he is extremely egalitarian. He believes that all people should have the same rights, but unfortunately, he doesn't believe in extending any rights to other components of the global ecosystem except the right to be exploited. The company regularly ejaculated toxic effluvia from its processing plant into the sea. These ejaculations aroused the attention of local environmentalists. The toxic material effervesced in Aedes and an unpleasant effluvium filled the surrounding air. There was little ecstasy about the situation, and the matter was adverted to the media and local environmental protection agencies. Elaborate analysis and eidetic measurements reveal that the effusions were in violation of ecumenical standards. An edict was issued that stated that the company had to efface the pollution it had produced. Edward, the egotist, was asked by his boss to make a public statement and so help the company to save face. The press conference was to be held on the steps outside corporate headquarters. Edward's egress from the building brought cries of shame and murderers from members of the crowd. Edward stood at the top of the steps outside the edifice and spoke of the effulgent nature of the company and its effectual aspects. Protesters held up effigies of marine animals that had been killed by the pollution. They shouted that the pollution had been pumped out in egregious amounts and was a deliberate effrontery to civilized and responsible behavior. The cries of the protesters made Edward edgy, and he began to suffer from an eerie feeling about the whole situation. For the first time in a long time, he felt very effete. It certainly didn't edify him at all.